Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of People, Places and Things. Once in a while, a piece of theatre comes along that you know is destined to become one of those I was there moments. A piece of theatre so utterly complete in every way, featuring a performance so totally riveting that one almost forgets to breathe while watching it. Such is the case with Duncan Macmillan's uncompromising examination of addiction, featuring a quite mesmerising performance by Denise Goff, that transfers with much anticipation to the West End following a sold-out run at the National Theatre. Goff stars as Emma, an actress who checks herself into rehab after her life has become blighted by abuse of alcohol and practically every drug you can name. But despite being there voluntarily, Emma isn't ready to fall in line with the clinic's rules or passively embrace the detox program. And so confrontation with therapists and even her fellow inmates during group sessions becomes inevitable. Addicts are liars, of course. They lie to themselves about their addiction, and they lie to those trying to help them. And such is the case with Emma, who through sheer lack of self-discipline, bloody-mindedness, or a chemically induced tenuous grip on reality, presents us with scenarios that may or may not be true, and a lot of the time she's not sure herself. A young woman strung out on drugs and booze hardly sounds the stuff of comedy gold, but where Macmillan's script works so well is to find the humour in even the most desperate situations. That said, the scenes where Emma goes cold turkey are a mix of the blackly comic and the downright harrowing. Goff, who is on stage throughout, carries it all off with aplomb and takes the audience on a roller coaster of comedy, tragedy and heartbreaking poignancy. It's all superbly marshalled by director Jeremy Herrin, who along with designer Bunny Christie and movement coach Polly Bennett, seamlessly blends the hallucinatory and real worlds that Emma inhabits. Fine support comes from Nathaniel Martello White as fellow inmate Mark, and Barbara Martin in a trio of roles as doctor, therapist and Emma's mum. But this is Goff's show, and the raw intensity of her performance lingers long in the memory. People, Places and Things continues at Wyndham's Theatre until the 18th of June. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.